Davidson. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Ascent Motors, where our customers and their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota. Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHD, 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. R. David Adams back in the broadcast facilities here on this Cabal Day Wednesday. How are you?
I feel a little bit older today than I did yesterday.
That would account for the wheelchair into the studio, right?
Yeah. And the bandage around my big toe.
But anyway, yeah, no, I'm over in the corner, no sunshine, no shadow, no nothing.
Well, there's sunshine and there's shadow. You just got to open up your eyes.
Oh, there's shadow. Yeah, he blots out the sun, so I can't see the sun.
He's an old walking eclipse.
Yeah. Everybody survived the eclipse?
I think so, yeah.
I haven't heard, so.
Hey, it was just wow. Right now, we need to check in with the lovely South Dakota native, Tommy Lahren. She has Fox News commentary this morning.
Fox News commentary.
This toss-up state may no longer be in play as Republican voter registration booms. Can you guess where? I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it. If you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Florida has historically been a purple state, but under the leadership of Governor DeSantis, the Sunshine State may be out of play for Democrats. Voter registration reports indicate GOP voters now outnumber Democrats by nearly 900,000. And this is huge, given in 2018, Republicans trailed Democrats by nearly 300,000. So what accounts for this major shift? Well, according to Governor DeSantis, not only did the Sunshine State pick up huge populations from blue states like New York, but former Democrat voters in the state have had a change of heart and switched parties. I believe the tipping point for all of this was how Governor DeSantis handled the COVID pandemic response. While blue state tyrants kept a lid on life, DeSantis allowed people the freedom to live and work. Then there's also his steadfast support of law enforcement and law and order. Under his leadership, the Sunshine State will be a red state. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Mix, 1470, KHND. 1028, we're back. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington, south of the overpass on US 281. RJ and RDA here, and with us via the magic of the telephone, Larry Danduren from the New Rockford area. He's a District 14 endorsed House candidate. Morning, Larry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning, Rick.
It's a nice spring day out there, isn't it?
Boy, the weather is sure looking good. I imagine a lot of ag producers are getting excited about now.
You know, and someone shot me a picture last week. They're already got the floaters out there near Beulah area. Picture I saw, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like some real nice moisture is in the forecast too. So I don't know if it could look much better.
I know. Those scattered showers today and then next week, the Colorado low, and Stone Schaefer said maybe, at this point, maybe upwards to an inch of rain, maybe next week.
That'd be good.
Perfect.
Well, Larry, how's the campaign trail going in District 14?
It's good. It's going very well. In fact, we've got a town hall meeting scheduled in New Rockford on a week from Friday. We're really excited about that. We're bringing a couple special guests, congressional candidate Rick Becker is going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Mike Blessum, he's going to do a presentation on how our candidates have been voting in North Dakota legislators. So we've got a lot of information to share, and it's going to be a great opportunity to share questions, too, from anybody that would like to join us. Mm-hmm. So that we're looking forward to that.
And by the way, you know, Rick Becker, he's one of the, how do you term it now? One of the national electors, I believe it is. I forget what they call that.
He's a national delegate.
Delegate.
Okay, yeah.
National delegate and elected as a Trump elector, too, so.
Yeah, what's really interesting about this, I was at the convention, and it was so inspiring to see all the grassroots movement, you know, really taking root. And it was real evident and in a couple ways. Obviously, with this national delegate election, there was 26 seats available, positions available. I think there was like 40 individuals that applied for that position, and of course we voted as a delegate group. All of our current seating representatives, aside from Josh Gallion, were on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Doug Burgum, Kevin Cramer, of course, John Hoeven, and Mr. Armstrong. Mm-hmm. They were all on the list. Kelly did a nice speech in that, but when it came right down to the vote, not one of them were elected as a national delegate, not one of them. Josh Gallion was the only one, which was, I mean, I thought that spoke volumes on, you know, where we're going as a state and, you know, what we find is important.
That's absolutely amazing. And then I understand our good friend, Senator Jeff Magrum, in that company as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, we sent some real solid conservatives, you know, are going to be sending them to D.C., which brings up even on our district level.
Mm-hmm.
Our district candidates, or I should say delegates that were there, did not include our three incumbents. They were not voted in at the convention. So, I mean, it's not just happening in this district. It's happening all over the state,
right, which
is really exciting to see. I see some really great things moving forward in the state of North Dakota, from how we are taxing our constituents to infrastructure projects right on down the line. I think there's a lot of great things that are in motion right now.
Well, I was down to Bismarck yesterday, and on the way down and back, I saw some signs already put up for the re-election, but they were for the three incumbents.
Yes, they beat us to the punch on that. But, you know, we got 60 days. Stay tuned, gentlemen. We got town halls coming. Again, I mentioned the one in New Rockford on the 19th. We will be doing a town hall in Harvey on the 26th also.
Okay.
Mike Blessum will be there. This will be at the Harvey Eagles. I don't know if Rick will be able to join us on that one, but we really want to take the opportunity to reach out to the constituents in our district to, you know, hear their concerns, answer questions, and then really share with them what has been going on in our state and what we propose to do different. So it's getting the word out, and we're going to get the word out on a personal level, and stay tuned. We got a lot coming.
Yep.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, a friend of mine on Facebook, she's from the western part of the state. She was at the convention as well, and she said for people that were about ready to give up on the North Dakota NDGOP, mm-hmm. the tide is turning. So, and that was very encouraging for me because I've seen it through the years now, being overtaken by the Rhinos, the Good Old Boys Club, and to hear from different people. And even from John Tramden, I think you know him from Fargo, he had a really great Facebook post explaining a lot of the things that transpired. Wow, this is really encouraging to see the grassroots really begin to get a big stronghold in this. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's happening. And the thing that I find kind of ironic about the whole thing is you listen to much of the mainstream media in our state, mm-hmm. and they're crying that the party, you know, the convention is dead. That's the farthest thing from what's happening.
Yep.
It's blooming like you can't imagine. This is the second convention I've been to, and what I saw this last convention was, like I said, the grassroots really taking hold, where individuals are stepping up and letting their voice be heard. I was quite impressed. So
that is
days ahead.
Yep. That is, and after years and years and years of the opposite, this really is encouraging. So, wow,
it's boiling down to we're seeing bottom up representation and participation, opposed to the top down, processes in the back mm-hmm. in the past. When Prairie Schaefer was chair, he dealt with an iron fist and really disenfranchised a lot of people.
Yes,
and
he did.
Yeah. What's happening is that, the situation, I don't mean to beat a dead horse. I'm sure you've talked about what happened in District 37, but we're not going to put up with it. The constituents in our state are not going to put up with this anymore. They are standing up when there's a thumb put on their voice. They're not putting up with it, and it's amazing to see the confidence of all the individuals throughout our district and our state. You know, having the fortitude to finally let their voice be heard.
You know, we talked about RDA was absent from the show yesterday, but we talked about that a little bit yesterday. People who were at the convention in District 37 and what transpired with them. Wow, that. That was unreal how they tried to pull one over, and didn't work for them.
You know, it couldn't have played out any better. There was some strong opposition to them even participating, and at the end they were given the opportunity to participate, which is fine. I'm pretty sure the message was set loud and clear that that kind of behavior isn't going to be tolerated. But nonetheless, they were allowed to participate. But the first opportunity to vote, when we had to get up and vote, mm-hmm. and the districts were tallying their votes, they had three extra ballots. I mean, it just goes to show you the kind of boondoggle stuff that's going on in that district. I mean, it couldn't have happened any better. We sent the message that clean up your act, and they proved that they couldn't even do it when given the opportunity. So I suggest that Dickinson District is going to go through some transformation here pretty quickly.
Well, it sounds to me more like it isn't that they couldn't get it done. They didn't want to do it.
Well, I got a little ditty to share with you. I'm just going back here, see if I can find it here. It was messages from yesterday and about District 37. Now, a listener shot me this and said... there was a gentleman, there were people on the delegate list on District 37 who didn't even know they were delegates. Person writes, one of them was my husband's boss. He didn't even know he was a delegate. He said he hadn't even heard from the district chair in over 2 years. He was not at the meeting and didn't go to the convention.
Hmm.
Well, there, in fact, there were the majority of the seats in that district were empty. Hmm. And then I don't know if they were disenfranchised because of the events that were good, you know, that were playing out to begin with, or that they, like this scenario, had no clue they were supposed to be there. I was quite surprised. Like our District 14, we filled all our delegate positions. But I look at some of these districts, like in Fargo, they had District 10. I think they had 11 representatives there. I mean, there was many, many districts that didn't even fill half their delegate seats.
Wow.
And it's typically in the metropolitan areas where I've noticed it. It seems like in the rural areas, you're seeing much more participation and activity. But, yeah, it was some of that seemed, you know, a little bizarre to me. But those that did show up were the right people, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That they were there to be heard, and they were there to make a statement. And it was pretty clear.
And, you know, for RDA's benefit here, as he was absent yesterday, the chairman of District 37,
right,
Kirsten Baszler's son, Mitch Baszler.
Interesting.
little
nepotism close to home.
Little nepotism. That poor girl got spanked bad.
Yeah.
Jim Bartlett did a nice job, and people are listening.
Pretty nice.
And then we have independent candidate Jason Heitkamp coming to Harvey on Saturday for a little Q&A.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'll be good. I'll look forward to tuning in.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he'll be at the Harvey Armory. See if I can find the times now. You know, I get so much stuff on my wall here, I lose track of things. Yeah, he'll be 10 o'clock this Saturday at the Harvey Armory, and it says feel free to ask him any questions you have. No questions will go unanswered. So that's this Saturday. Jason Heitkamp coming to town. So yeah. That should be awesome. A good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your event coming up in New Rockford now, that will be again on the, 19th at 6 o'clock.
Friday the 19th at the Eagles. We've got a social at 6, and then the meeting starts at 7. There'll be ample opportunity, you know, for questions to be answered. And obviously, with Rick being there, he running for a congressional seat, I'm sure there'll be some questions regarding our, you know, some federal issues. Also, of course, we invite all the tax questions. There's going to be opportunity to ask those hard property tax questions that I know many of us still have on, you know, feel like we just don't understand. So there'll be plenty of time to get that information out. I don't know if I mentioned there'll be a silent auction. It'll be cookies and coffee. Obviously, it's at the Eagles, so if you're looking for libations, there'll be plenty of those if you need. But should be a good group. We should have a pretty good group there. So look forward to anybody that wants to join us to come on down.
Absolutely. And again, Rick Becker is a wealth of information. He really is. We have him on the show from time to time, and we really appreciate his insight into everything. I know he did a good job in Fargo, because the 99-cent reporter from Minot, I think you know who that is, he was having meltdowns of epic proportions over it. So I knew when you see that, you know that Rick Becker did good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the way they handled that endorsement for that congressional House seat was epic. I mean, Rick handled it very well after that first round of voting. And it was clear that we weren't given the opportunity to vote for who we want to represent us. And that boils down to some key rural issues on the state GOP side. Mm-hmm. And with a few more district chairman ships changing, and I think you're going to probably see that in District 37, you know, these rules changes will be implemented. And we'll have even a stronger voice moving forward.
That is awesome. So again, New Rockford on the 19th, and then you guys will be here in Harvey at the Eagles on the 26th. What's the time of the 26th here in Harvey?
It'll be the same. It'll be we'll have a 6 o'clock social. Meeting will start at 7. Pretty similar content. The big thing that we want to illustrate is, you know, what's going on in our state, to look at the issues of our state and really how our legislators have voted on these issues. There's some that I think are going to, people will find quite enlightening. We say that we're a conservative state, but a lot of these issues that you would think would fall in line with conservatism really haven't fallen in line.
No.
We have a tendency to spend a lot of money on things that I think most people would scratch their head at.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the realization that North Dakota has the highest state budget per capita of any state in the union, to me, is alarming. I mean, how did
very
that
much
happen?
So. Well, because most of those people are not conservatives. They may say they're Republicans, and they might be. But I would say probably most of them are Democrats who've just given up on their own party and changed the party so they could get elected.
There's no doubt that's happening. There's no doubt that's happening.
I mean, because just nothing on the Democratic side, which I think is bad. I mean, a two-party system is healthy when everybody is standing up and saying what they're going to do. Problem with the Democrats is they don't know what they're going to do, and so they just start name-calling. They have nothing to put their foot on and say, this is what we're going to do. And so if you say something, you say, well, you're just racist, or you're just anti this or anti that. It's you can't have a discussion with people like that.
Well, there's obviously that far left element. Mm-hmm. And I think also in our state, though, we've got a lot of moderates also on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't ignore, that input. But what's concerning to me is that just the way we spend money and it doesn't get addressed. To think that it would be one thing if we had a budget like this and, the citizens of the state can say, hey, look at our beautiful roads or, look at our...
But we have a cactus
advantage.
Museum.
Yeah.
We fixed the leak in the governor's mansion.
Yeah, by building a new mansion. Yeah.
We have a new library shelf out for Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, we've been doing a lot.
Well, it is. And, we chuckle about it, but it's serious. It needs to get addressed. Mm-hmm. It really does. And I think the three candidates that, myself included, that are, looking to have a voice in Bismarck are totally focused on prioritizing not only spending, but some of the key social issues that have kind of drifted pretty far left, should I say? So we're ready to go to work. We need the voters on June 11th, and we're gonna take all the opportunity we can to hear what their concerns and what they want to see from us, and we'll share with them our goals and ambitions. And hopefully we can find some common ground.
Mm-hmm. All right. Larry Danduren, endorsed District 14 House candidate, of course, alongside of Jason Steidel and Carissa Grothy. And, you guys are a great team.
Hey, appreciate it. We're working hard.
All right.
Hope to talk to
you
soon. Take care.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. Larry Danduren with us from New Rockford area. 10:46, we'll come back. Hey, they got the Mayor for a Day essays from our young elementary students. We got two essays to read. We'll get to that after the newscast from Fox News Radio and your full weather guest. 10:40. And we're back. It's 10:48. He's here this morning. He is quiet as a church mouse. We have a spring sponsor showcase. We got Tom here from Subway. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
You are as quiet as a church. that's why we kind of mix things up here with Larry here in this
Shadow
hour.
Shadow didn't know he was here.
Yeah, Shadow didn't pick up with that. See, that he's kind of the silent alarm, if you will. If someone's here, he's like looking around. So how you doing?
Good, good.
Glad to have you here and spring sponsor showcase. Let's talk about Subway. You are the proprietor of Subway here on Harvey's West Edge. And go ahead and tell us about it. Time is yours.
Okay. So we got remodeling coming up.
Oh, remodeling. Okay.
Yeah. And also, like we've been doing the past couple of years, we're going to do a drawing for fireworks on the 4th of July. This year we're changing it up a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be a $2 raffle ticket, but you're going to get like a $60, $80 fireworks display, which for $2 is a really good deal.
It is, yeah.
And we are also going to be doing other giveaways. We're going to be doing a drawing for Father's Day and Mother's Day, and those are going to be for platters. So just got to come in, and it's with the purchase of a foot-long sub, and we're going to have the tickets all set up. All you got to do is put your name, phone number, and you're good to go. We'll do the drawing the day before of those events. We got great workers. Angel Adele, she is recently employed with us, and she does an awesome job. So we are now open 7 days a week. When road construction gets closer to Harvey, we are going to change our hours yet again.
That's right, the road construction in 52 coming up.
So we're going to start opening, and when it gets by Drake, we're going to open at 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday. We're going to close at 11 p.m. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we're going to open at 6 a.m. And we're going to close at 1 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So we're really changing things up. We want to do that to
accommodate all the workers and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people around.
So we're really hoping for that. And I was even talking to Donnie at Little Mart here a couple weeks ago. It's like, we really could have a good thing going with all this road construction and everything else. So we just got to get past this slow stint. And we're ready to go.
When did that road construction start, actually?
You know, I'm not even sure.
I've heard everybody seems to know it's coming, but nobody knows when it's going to start.
It should start sometime this month, maybe middle of next month. But like I said, we're going to be all set for it. Also, as a reminder, our bread is baked fresh every day.
Yes, it is.
So we've always got nice fresh bread. And then I was there till 6 o'clock this morning getting stuff ready. So we're good to go. I had to do inventory and order yesterday. We got all that done. And yeah, we're
The bread. One of the things about the breads is there's you've got several kinds of breads, and I mean that's really kind of nice. So you could change up the sandwich you want. You can select a bread that you would like to have with that sandwich. I literally can do that.
Yeah, and going on that, we actually have some new bread. It's kind of like the flatbread, but it's a lavage bread. It's recommended that we don't toast it. It's still the foot long. They want us to do it as a wrap. And we also have a honey oat wheat now. To go along with our Italian and Italian herb and cheese. So we're making all sorts of changes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some tasty changes.
Yes, very tasty.
And they come a whole foot long.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And of course, you get, I also know that you have cookies. I know that from past experience. I know that's there. And they're big. And they're good.
And we also have footlong cookies.
What?
We have footlong chocolate chip cookies. We have footlong pretzels. And we have footlong churros.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
churros, too. Boy, can I just bring a cot out there?
Absolutely. Come right on down.
Well, you must pretty much live out there, don't you? I mean, a lot of hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I pretty much do live out there. Shelly, this time she wants to kick my butt because I'm there so much. Like, this is what we wanted.
Labor of love, you know?
Absolutely. Ever since we opened up in February 22nd of last year.
Okay, right.
We have been extremely devoted. We have tried our best to give the customers the absolute best service. Yeah.
Because, you know, in this day and age now, and it's not limited to here, it's all around the country, it's tough for restaurants to find workers. You know, it really is.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. And then that's where Angel Odell comes in. She's from Bowdoin, and she is a phenomenal worker.
All right.
You know, she comes in, she does everything. There's times when I don't have the floors clean. She comes in, she doesn't complain. She gets the stuff cleaned up. She gets the store ready. 9 o'clock, boom, she's got that store open, and we're ready for customers.
All right.
Wow. That's awesome. She is.
She's a great worker.
Good.
Again, in this day and age, when you can get a worker like that, that's a huge bonus.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what we would do without her.
Right.
You know, she's just one of those treasures that is hard to find. And when you find them, you want to keep them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Right.
So. And is she, now that she's doing all this, she enjoys doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the other part of an equation for a worker is if you like what they're doing and they're getting paid, do they like what they're doing? Because if they do, they'll stay.
Right.
Yeah, she seems to be enjoying everything. You know, we have our moments where we just joke around. And then there are also, you know, like everything else, you've got your little disagreements. She muscles through it. She gives us a hard time as much as we give her.
There you go.
But no, Shelly and I, we both love her. We appreciate everything she has done for us. And yeah, she's, like I said, she's doing a great job. And it's hard to find someone like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep. You know, you're in a great location out there, right along 52. I mean, you know, you have a lot of traffic that roll through. They see the big subway sign in the side of the building. And I mean, that's just a fantastic location.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there are times when we don't have a flag up. When it's storming, like we're supposed to get thunder showers, we won't have it up. If the wind gusts up over 35 miles an hour, we won't have it out. But otherwise, we stick it out.
And yeah, you got that big flag out there, yeah.
Yes, and that's for the Sidekick Caterings, which is, like I said, it's for the Footlong cookie, the churros, and the Footlong pretzels. And I kind of wish I'd have brought some cookies for you guys today.
We always miss out.
I know.
That's all right. So
we like cookies. We don't need cookies. Yeah. We like them, but you know, that isn't that the better something is, the more you want it. Maybe you shouldn't have it, but you'll have it anyway.
So what's your hours right now before we
okay,
you're changing them later up?
Right now, Monday through Thursday, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 midnight.
Okay. Midnight, okay.
Yeah, and we do a lot of good business. So, yeah, everybody stops in. It's good hours.
Absolutely. And then again, with the Road Construction 52 coming about, that's when you're going to revamp the hours.
We're going to start increasing them.
Okay. So, that one, whenever they start with the road construction.
Yeah, and like I said, when they get closer to Drake, that's when we're going to vamp them up, and we're going to be good to go.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right, a couple more minutes. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
You know.
What's your phone number out there?
That's a good one.
Our phone number out there is 324-4383, or you could reach me on my cell phone, which is 399-9839. Something happens, and we do deliveries.
Oh, you do deliveries. I did.
Okay. And there are times you'll come by, you'll see a sign up. you know, we're doing deliveries, we're going to the hospitals. And I do ask that when you call, just because we can't answer the phone, we're busy on the line, mm-hmm. please leave a message, and we will get back in touch
okay.
with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Just as soon as we can.
We'll leave your name and phone number, and you'll call back. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent.
Awesome. Awesome. At Subway on the west edge of Harvey. Wow.
All right.
Fresh goodness, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and it's exciting times ahead with spring, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very.
Well, let us know when they get closer to Drake and the hour's up.
Yeah,
we definitely will.
All right, very good. Thank you, Tom, from Subway.
Thank you.
It is a Spring Sponsor Showcase, 11 o'clock. Here is Fox News and Information. Good morning.
The Mix, 1470 KHND and K25.
This is the Storm Report.
Second hour of the program on the way, powered by Bassett Motors.
Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
And we can't. Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHD 99.5 FM, and online at Simple Radio. RJ and RDA here in the broadcast facilities, and you know, it's amazing how many people out in the street say, tell RC, tell him hi.
Yeah, I'm having a cold.
Hey, before we jump into some more of the headlines, mm-hmm. It's Mayor for a Day competition with That's the right. elementary kids. And two students from Harvey Elementary have been selected as Mayor for a Day.
Right.
And they had to write an essay. And the first one came from Zoe Remke.
Okay. Right.
Zoe Remke. And the essay she wrote goes something like this. She says, I think you should choose me to be the mayor of Harvey for a day. First, I would make the houses of Harvey look better because the houses would look cleaner and more beautiful. Next, I would help with people with disabilities. They can't do the same things as other people. Finally, I would give food to people who don't have enough money for food. Now you know why I think you should choose me to be mayor of the Harvey for the day. That's from Zoe Remke. All right.
Thank you, Zoe.
And then we had one from Kenley Fowle.
Hmm.
And Kenley wrote this. Why I want to be mayor. Today I'm going to tell you why I like our city. I like the people in the city because they are kind and smart. I think that the city is beautiful. There are people in the city that help other people. That is why I like our city. I'm going to tell what I would do as mayor to make our city better. I think our city should not litter. To give doctors, firefighters, and police tools to help people. I just love to help our city and all the people in it. As mayor, I hope that my ideas will happen. That's from Kenley Fowle.
Mm.
Well, Kenley Fowle and Zoe Remke with some fine essays.
Cool. Congratulations, guys.
And I do believe they'll be celebrated tonight at the council meeting, regular city council meeting mm-hmm. this evening.
All right.
That's pretty cool. The city does that every year, the Mayor for a Day competition.
I think it's a great idea. Get kids involved early.
Yeah, and thank you, Sherry, for the information and reminding me this morning, because I told Sherry over at the city offices I have an acute case of CRS. And
what?
Yeah, exactly. And I likely would forget. So she reminded me, and here we are. Okay. It is at 11:19. Normally, John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country. Haven't heard from him yet. Mm. He was actually in town yesterday. And
maybe he forgot to go home or couldn't find his way back.
Well, he sent me a text, and I didn't see it early on. And he wanted to have a tasty beverage after work. And
oh, yeah.
This didn't work out that way.
Maybe. Well, hey, we should probably check it. Maybe he's still there having a tasty beverage.
He could be. And coming up maybe tomorrow, because Senator Kramer will not be on the program tomorrow. Mm. We might have someone on tomorrow who from District 37 in this debacle of District 37 at the state GOP convention in Fargo, with some more information on that.
Good, that'd be great.
You know, John Tramden, I think he's one of the vice chairs, I think, of
37
for the state GOP. He put out a pretty detailed summary of what transpired with all that. So it was quite eye-opening. Mm. And the District 37, part of the good old boys club, the way it looked.
Yeah.
All right. 11:20 now, 701-324-4848. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation today, I want to remind everyone, Jason Heitkamp, DPI superintendent, we'll be in Harvey this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the, is it 10 or 9? I forget. Let me look.
It's got to be after breakfast, so let's go with 10.
He will be here 10 o'clock at the Armory.
Okay, 10 o'clock. Right. I'll get enough time to have breakfast and then have breakfast with breakfast food, and then again, breakfast with...
Usually, that's a good idea to have breakfast with breakfast food.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. I have done it many times without anything, right. So it's a little disconcerting.
All right, it's 11:21. Now, everyone's talking about the, this show is largely a piece of garbage. It's The View.
What?
Yeah, The View. Yeah, it's a who's who of degenerates and misfits.
Horrible, horrible.
And, words I can't use on the radio. There's one of the hosts on The View, Sunny Hostin or Houston, whatever her name is.
Hostin, yeah.
She put out there something that is probably one of the more bizarre things. It's kind of like a Alexandria Occasional Cortex comment.
Ah, jeez.
You know, we had the eclipse earlier in the week.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Oh, so my gosh.
And I found the audio clip, so let's play this.
Something is really returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
It happens. The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
Would maybe lead one to believe that, either climate change exists,
returning. Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
It happens.
So anyways, they were trying to insinuate, it's because of climate change we had the solar eclipse. There's something going on.
Well, there's another clip out there you should probably look up that's even better than that one.
What's that?
Senator from one of the states, Barakis, was telling our audience that the moon is made mostly of gas. It's a gaseous planet.
Really? So it's contributing to climate change then?
Yeah, I would imagine. I'm sure.
We have to eliminate the moon to stop
Neptune and Saturn kind of perked up and went, "No, that's our shtick. You get your own."
Oh, yeah.
Well, they say basically Neptune and Saturn basically are they're planets, but they're gaseous mostly, and because they were failed stars, they didn't have enough stuff to make a star. Our sun got it all, and there you have it. But they do make for some great watching out in the summertime in the sky. So that's fine. They can go ahead and do their thing.
Hey, coming up, you have it in front of you. I think it's tomorrow is the final. A public forum for the Harvey School Bond issue.
Let me see if I got the date.
And I think it's tomorrow at 5 p.m., I think, if I remember correctly.
Getting it ready here.
It's on the right-hand side of the page in the middle or towards the bottom.
March 25th, April 3rd, then April 11th.
Tomorrow, April 11th.
Yeah, April 11th, 5:30 p.m. at the high school gym.
Mm-hmm. 5:30 in high school gym. Now, there is a someone on social media posted a screenshot what the ballot shows or what's going to be on the ballot.
Right, you're telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we were told at the forums that, well, it was unfortunate, but the wording was wrong. It will not be used for funding a career in technology facility, but it says in the ballot it will be used for that if it's passed.
So if you vote for that, you're voting to just continue things normally at the elementary and putting $23 million school up for whatever reason we don't know, because they're really, we have to do something with the plant that's a couple blocks away from us here, but it's not falling down yet. And if we actually went in and fixed it, it wouldn't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that can be done that are not even close to $23 million.
Exactly.
But we never talk about those. We got to get this because we did this in 2009. We already paid. Yeah, the quote I got was something about it. We already paid the architects for this, so let's do it. Yeah, but that was 20 years ago, so that things are not quite the same. And our school, of course, then we have the superintendent say, well, we're going to get our survey show, we're going to have more kids. Yeah, survey said we're having more kids every year for the last umpteen years. And, yeah, we get a few more one year and a few less the next year. We're not a growing city. And unless you never drive around and take a look at what's going on in town, you're never going to know that, and you're gonna vote for that.
So, anyway, that last forum is tomorrow, at 5:30 or 5?
5:30 at the high school gym. The other two have been at the old high school gym.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyways, and when you vote on, was it the 18th? Just
right, 18th.
You know, vote the way you want to vote on that.
Yeah. Now, remember, nobody disagrees with the fact that we need to have something done.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to rush into a $23 million debt into a system that does not need to plan for growth that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there may be a little growth, and there may be, well, next year it won't be, but it's, you're dialing somebody.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, well, who we're supposed to talk to on Wednesday.
And who would this be?
Oh, this would be the guy down south.
Let's see, John DeBillis.
Southern Wells County Rancher. How's everything off that way?
Absolutely excellent guest there, gentlemen. How are things down here? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that little bit of rain and snow just wasn't appreciated.
Oh.
Not down here at all. There were some farmers that thought it was getting kind of dry, and I don't know, if they were in Arizona perhaps or something like that, because it's not dry here.
Well, you are a beef producer, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, I may not have eaten your beef, but I ate a stacked sandwich of beef yesterday, so I was so happy.
Congratulations.
That's what I said.
Happiness
that
carries through.
Yeah. Oh, it did. I smiled. I was in Bismarck and I smiled all the way home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, did you hear about
it? Works for me.
You know, out in the valley, how dry that is out there on Saturday, the Weather Service in Grand Forks, and I've never seen this happen before, they issued a dust advisory for the southern Red River Valley on Saturday.
Whoa. That's an oddball.
That's not exactly due to dryness, because on Saturday you couldn't see more than 2 miles around here either.
Uh-huh.
Mother Nature can do some crazy things when the wind is blowing 50 plus.
Well, this is also true.
Absolutely.
Move you from one town to another.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we should take more tree rolls down. That would be the answer, right? Take more tree rolls down?
Honestly, in our state, does it make a difference?
Well,
yes, trees are nice because I live without them, and I know how nice it would be to be, within some trees. It would be really excellent at times. However, when you've got tree rows 3 miles apart, does it make a whole heck of a lot of difference, asking.
Well,
but
it's kind of like, 10, 15 years ago, there were some liberal eggheads that wanted to stop tornadic action in the, in Tornado Alley in the middle of the country. They wanted to build these gigantic walls, solid walls, that would stop tornadoes from rolling through the Central Plains.
Have they ever, like, looked at history? Because there's things to learn from history, obviously. And,
well, we can't look at history. We can do it better.
Yeah. The only place a wall is going to do any good is up against the southern border of the United States.
And
pretty quick here, the northern border.
That was very good.
I mean, there's... Thank you. There's no structure on Earth that can compete with a tornado, is there?
No, there's not, actually.
I don't know. I sat in my apartment at the 8th floor of the Patterson in Bismarck, and I watched the tornado head for town. I'm thinking, where do I go? It never came in town. It lifted, but yeah.
Right. Where do you go? You're in an apartment in town.
All right.
Well, I guess you're sending a little message. You're sending a little message to your creator and just sitting there going, oh, boy, this is it.
Oh,
yeah, it was crazy. But, it goes, the tendency of tornadoes happen to go right over and through and on the other side of stuff. Just poof.
So now, have you heard about the precip chances for today and then next week?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 80% today after 3 o'clock.
Well, it's wonderful news. Scattered showers and or thunderstorms, but next week it's a Colorado low. It will be warm enough for rain, so it could be a day or two of good soaking rain next week.
Yes, there you go. I like that. Wash my car.
Yeah. Just what they need in, I don't know, where do they need that?
So now you say it's wet out there, and I've been hearing some complaining. Oh, this is bad. All the all the lakes are drying up, and there's no water in them, and it's going to be a drought, and so on and so forth.
That is not what I see from my current vantage point at all. I'm looking at three different bodies of water, and they're just up to their peak as they always are this time of year. So
going from. Here to Bismarck yesterday, there were quite a few lakes and large sloughs that were, one or two of them may have been down a little bit from where you saw the thing, but it was, they're pretty shallow, so it doesn't take much. But the big lakes that you drove by, they were just, In fact, there's a lot of them still had ice on them. That was kind of surprising.
That helps keep them fresh, but I don't know what, we had a drought here not too far back, and that didn't seem to take much out of the large bodies of water. Don't know what it'll take to get that out of there, honestly. Get things back to normal, 70s, 80s, 90s, not the late 90s, because that was bad, but anyway.
You know, it's interesting on Friday and Saturday with all that wind cranking up from the east-southeast. I was looking at the Cheyenne River, and by the spillway in town here, some of the ice was going bye-bye. And I'm like, ooh, look at this. Drove by there on Saturday, and it was all gone. That wind, between the wind and the warmth, I've never seen ice disappear that quickly before.
Mm. Yep.
I completely agree with you, and I enjoyed that part of it. Otherwise, feeding Choppy and stuff wasn't a whole lot of fun that day.
I can believe that. I can't even imagine what that'd be like. Yeah.
Once again, my hat's off to the guys that actually calve and march on purpose. That's just amazing what you guys do there. Yeah, it's something. So, yep.
Can you hang on the line? We have a hard break coming up.
Let's do that. Let's hang on.
Let's hang on for what we got.
John DeBilius from the Bowden Country with us. We'll come back and chat more. But first, we'll check in with Fox Business News from the Fox Business Network. This program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. We have full sunshine. Our temperature at 56, northwest wind at 13 at 11:33. Good morning to you.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are selling off with anticipation the Federal Reserve will not be able to lower interest rates anytime soon. Progress against inflation has stalled. The Consumer Price Index rose 3.5% on an annual basis in March, up from February's reading, 3.8% excluding food and energy, which matched the previous report. A major contributor to consumer prices last month was car insurance. Prices rose 2.6% from February to March, and car insurance costs about 22%. 2% more than a year ago. However, Delta Airlines shares are up 2%. Delta's quarter was better than expected. It is seeing demand holding up, and Delta says business travelers are back to flying. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
.11:35, the weather guest this time, presented to you by Dakota Flames Chiropractic, Dr. Rob Gottenberg, D.C. Dr. Rob says, do you hurt? Do you have a thing called the ouch factor? Ouch, your back hurts, your neck, your shoulder, your back, your wrist. Whatever hurts, let Dr. Rob at Dakota Flames Chiropractic help you with either manual or activator methods. Or maybe you would just prefer acupuncture. You too can experience how it feels to be pain-free. Call 324-2262 and make your appointment today. Dr. Rob is here Monday through Friday, Dakota Plains Chiropractic Fitness and Tanning Center.
From the storm team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, isolated showers that turn into isolated showers and possibly thunderstorms, mostly sunny highs in the lower 60s. A northwest wind 10 to 20, increasing through the afternoon, wind gust up to 35. Tonight, scattered showers and a possible thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. A northwest wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny highs, mid 50s. A northwest wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 30. On Friday, mostly sunny highs in the lower 60s. A south wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. On Saturday, mostly sunny highs, lower 70s. A south wind 5 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny highs in the mid 60s. A northwest wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25. On Monday, a chance of rain, partly sunny highs, upper 60s. A southeast wind 15 to 25. And Tuesday, rain, mostly cloudy highs, mid 50s. Keep right here for your latest forecast. The Mix 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Copious amounts of sunshine. Beautiful morning out there. 56. We had a low of 37. 62. The high yesterday. 56 now. Northwest wind at 13. 46% humidity. Bare soil temp 4 inches down at 42.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Fox News and information up next with a 1 minute update, as always, courtesy of Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Holstone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, 2 packages for $5. Our family butter, selected Fridays, $3.99. Our family orange juice, 2 bottles for only $7. Pizza quarter pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, $2 for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lando Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken. 4-piece and 8-piece. They have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand new website. The full flyer is right there, along with some great recipe ideas. HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance and Harvey at 324-4318.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden rolling out the welcome mat for Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
Today, our economic relationship is one of the strongest and deepest in the world.
The two countries reaching new agreements focusing on military and space and countering Chinese influence in the Indo-Pacific. Inflation edging up.
The consumer price index rose 0.4% from February. It was also up 0.4% excluding food and energy. For the year ending in March, consumer prices rose 3.5% and core inflation on an annual basis was up 3.8%.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. Former Trump Organization executive Alan Weisselberg given a five-month sentence for lying under oath in the former president's New York civil fraud case. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
And we're back, 11:40, chatting with John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country in southern Wells County, North Dakota, where it's really wet down that way. Even though a dry winter, it's wet down there. How does that work? Now, I've been off the farm too long.
Well, let's not forget last September, we were blessed with a miserable... Yeah, well, you know, I got to look at it two ways. I mean, wet ground grows great green grass in the springtime, and that's something I definitely need. But we got 2.5 inches of rain over 2.5 weeks, and this sticks out in my mind because I was weaning calves in a very sloppy feedlot at that time.
Last fall.
And then we got, what did we get, 14 inches of snow on top of that?
That's right, yeah. I forgot about all that.
Yep, and it made for a very miserable corn harvest.
Oh, that's boy. Right, yeah.
Yes.
See, I barely remember what happened this morning, let alone last fall.
Yes.
Well, and that I truly believe and stuff. So anyway, you take those and the minor snow events that we had through the winter, which thank goodness because that was very nice to live with, etc. And we still have that water down in the ground, guys. And even as I drive across soddy areas where I have cattle out on small pastures, it's just making, they're digging it up like a chisel plow.
Wow.
So now when, you know, we're going to add a little insult to injury next week with a couple soaking days of rain, while I still look forward to that. Yeah. This would serve our purpose so much better on the 15th of May.
15th of May.
Yep.
What's happening
what
15th
on
of
that
May?
Day?
Well, hopefully there's some seed in the ground.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then whatever mistakes I made, a good rain always, you know, makes that look a whole lot better.
There you go. Yeah.
And I'm all for making mistakes because, you know, that's what you learn from, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I heard your boy Kelly Armstrong has been endorsed for governor now in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. No comment from the southern entity here of the mix. We completely bowled him over.
Well, I know you're a big Armstrong fan, you know.
Well, am I? I don't know. I'm just looking for some leadership I don't have to look over my shoulder all the time for. And the more I look into these guys, the more I don't know. We have to start seeing some debates or something, or I don't know. You know, it's all going to be empty promises no matter what.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this,
I think. I don't know. What do you got for an opinion? Why is Kelly Armstrong not a good contender?
Well, I think his track record in Washington speaks for itself, and it's not in a positive light either.
Okay, well, what's the track record there?
Well, it's so many chances he had to go against the establishment, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, off the top of my, you know, some of the budget bills, things like that. I don't know. It's we've been fed so much lip service from people who've gone to D.C. It's hard to have any ounce of trust with these people. And then you got, his counterpart, Tammy Miller, lieutenant governor running. You know, that's King Doug's minion. And you know she they both come out in their television commercials. Yes, we're conservative. I'm more conservative than her. No, I'm a conservative. Well, if you got to come out and say you're a conservative, you're really not. I mean, your track record should speak for itself.
Exactly.
And Tammy Miller, I don't know much about, other than she guarded her grandfather's store with a shotgun or something. But but you hit your horse to King Doug. To me, that's all I need to know. And what King Doug did to this state, buying off elections and shutting businesses down, I find it very hard to forgive anyone that did that.
Yeah, don't forget his visitor every 2 weeks.
Oh, Mr. Gates?
Yeah, yeah.
That just makes me nervous.
Come right and there. Restart my that, windows, that Mr. Guy, Gates.
Yeah, that just, I just don't have a lot of faith. I have not a lot of good right there. Mm-mm. I mean, you know, heck of a businessman, made a great business, made great things happen computer-wise across the United States.
Yeah, but he didn't do that.
Well, he just hired good people that knew
he didn't
how,
do
right?
that. You know how he did that?
He
bought a friend's of his disk operating system, made a few changes on it, and sold to IBM. It was a scam from the start.
See, that's all it takes to be a multi-billionaire.
There you are. Yeah, get me started on Gates, because it could end up just like the governor's mansion in Bismarck. We'll never get done.
Okay, well, let's close the gate then.
All right.
Come on, RC. People are really, really get into it when you get wound up tighter than a rubber band.
I know. Yeah, I guess so.
It's just awesome. I can just see the sweat beads on the forehead and everything.
And
the
hair dripping down.
Up and, yeah.
The paddle gets up and moves away in.
Yeah. Really cool. It's like we're starting a tornado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, ready
the whirlwind.
So who else has a shot or a chance or our governor?
Our good friend Michael Coachman is running. You know, was on the show Tuesday. And he's, I tell you what, someone that adheres to the Constitution is Michael Coachman, you know. But sadly, he's shunned by you know, the establishment because he adheres to the Constitution. We can't have that. Yeah. We got to have the good old boys club, you know.
Yeah.
And then on the Democrat side, I think you mentioned him last week or week before, Merle Pepcorn.
Yeah, Merle Pepcorn.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's enough of a mention there, because that's, not somewhere we're going to be. So it'll all get taken care of on the primary, then.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Okay.
I just saw this. This came across my feed here. A quote from Patrick Henry. He says, our Constitution is an instrument for the people to restrain the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You know, it seems like many in the government want to use the Constitution to restrain the citizens.
Well, look, our founding fathers didn't like the government to start with. So they made sure that it couldn't do the things it did in Europe and in the other places.
It was totally fresh in their mind.
Yeah.
When they got here. It was definitely a set of brilliant gentlemen that sat down and got hints at home from their wives, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's excellent writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be paid attention to. It really is. You're not supposed to be finding loopholes in there.
No.
You know, and I think some of these people, these Congress critters and whoever else, have found many ways to find the loopholes into the Constitution and use it to their advantage. Now, you think about it, John. I'm sure you've had time to ponder this at least once in your life. How these people get to, D.C. and come out filthy rich after they leave.
Each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone has an example of someone that didn't, we would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't we?
I would like to know.
Yeah. I would truly like to know.
Now, we did hear in the early stages, Speaker Mike Johnson, they checked his bank records, not well to do, but who knows? Who knows? You know?
Well, there's the offshore account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Right. Oh, and the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. You're just pushing my buttons, aren't you?
Bitcoin? we talk
That's
to you about
you
this?
Called.
Didn't we talk to you last week about this Bitcoin? Is it Bitcoin mining or what is it called?
That is it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did bring that up.
Yeah,
we really did. Yep.
Yeah, and then all the power it takes to do. I still don't understand it. I don't. I don't think
well,
I want to.
The people that started it and run it don't understand it either, so that's why we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's not for this generation to understand that. We need a 12-year-old to call in.
Yeah. Explain this to us.
You know, it's just like with different things on the computer here or my smartphone. I do need a 12-year-old, maybe a 6-year-old to help me, you know, figure things out on it, you know, yep. So I can use it, you know, more efficiently.
I couldn't agree more. That's what, like, family reunions and stuff like that are for.
Get all the kids in the room, fix our computers before you go out and play.
Exactly. Yep.
So, anyway, we're just about out of time here. But so you got calving. That's all wrapped up for you now, right?
Calving ended the last final day of March.
That's right. Nice. Yeah, you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was very, very happy about that. And we were just in a perfect position to celebrate that day, so that's what we did.
Now, how are the little critters doing? You got a pretty good batch?
Well, I've got a great batch of up-and-coming beef going on. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, with weather situations like we've been having and whatnot, I mean, my protocols that I go through at birth, et cetera, with vaccinations and this and that, it's just not quite cutting it this year. For respiratory issues and whatnot, because Mother Nature keeps throwing these curveballs at us.
Yeah.
But definitely one of the most successful years yet. So
good. That's
that was
awesome.
That was on the plus side of things, no doubt.
And by the way,
that for everyone.
By the way, in case you didn't know, it's this Sunday is the big day in Esmond. Our good friend Dave Lout is going to be the celebrity chef at the Esmond Bar.
I know. I was talking to him this morning about that, and I'm kind of torn because the grocery store owner in Pettibone is having a benefit that day for his house that burned down a couple of days.
Oh, boy.
That's important, too.
So,
yeah.
You know, should we go this way? Should we go that way? So, you know, it's just a poor guy in Pettibone, you know, lifelong in a grocery store there. His parents ran it. Him and his sister run it. You know, it's one of those last, you know, final good Main Street businesses there and stuff. So, you know, kind of tough to go both directions that day because it's so tempting to go to Esmond. That's a fun bunch up there, I tell you what.
For sure. All right. Any last bits of wisdom for us today?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just got to get cracking on it. I just, watch the markets. Don't let the big corporations get everything. If you possibly can, do some business locally with local beef in Wells County.
It's
the tastiest thing that you could possibly do for yourself.
And what else?
Make some smart babies just to support that habit.
Yep.
There you go.
Keep good habits going.
Absolutely. Keep that going. It's the best thing you got.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. John DeVilius from the Bowden Country. And give me a little more a notice when next time you're in town, because I don't look at my texting on my phone very often. But
right, well, that was just one of those quick pop-in deals where it just had to happen.
There you go.
Yep.
Next time.
Try to do better next time. Absolutely. You guys have a great week up
you
there.
You too. You too. Take care.
Now, Rick.
Yes.
I have to say something.
What's that?
End of last hour, we talked to Subway.
Yes.
And we talked about sidekicks, which I didn't know what they were.
Isn't that an ATV?
No, it was a foot-long cookie.
Oh.
Or a foot-long churro. Or a foot-long pretzel. And they brought us one, and I've eaten half of it. And it was very good. So I just thought it would just...
Well, that's why you got a smile on your face.
Exactly.
11:53, late morning markets are up next. Right now, a word from Tracy's Market. This program, powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Stop in and save this week at Tracy's Market of Fizzeton and Maddock. In the bag, whole, stone, boneless half pork loin, $1.99 a pound. 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce package of raspberries.